This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Our planet is surrounded by human-made objects. Ever since the very first artificial satellite, Sputnik 1 in 1957, humans have been launching various things into orbit. These days, we rely on satellites for GPS, television, weather forecasts, credit card payments, and of course, a lot of the environmental and astronomical science that we report on in this very podcast. But things aren't as easy for modern satellites as they were when Sputnik went up. There are now nearly 2,000 active satellites in orbit, and they have a major problem to contend with: space junk. Earth's orbit is full of artificial debris. There's defunct satellites, abandoned launch vehicle stages, fragments from explosions, and things that have just gotten lost, including a toolkit that an astronaut from the International Space Station misplaced and which ended up floating off by itself to join the growing collection of clutter far above our heads. Carolyn Free, an aerospace engineer at Purdue University in the US, is working on ways to track space debris. I asked her, how much is actually up there?
There are around 18,000 objects that are currently catalogued. But if we say, okay, how many objects are there out in total going down to centimeter size, then we are talking more about 100,000 to 300,000 objects.
Given that these objects are all very small and Earth is quite big and there's, you know, quite a lot of space up there, does that actually pose a practical problem? Is there not sort of plenty of room for our satellites to steer around them?
It is very true that there is a lot of space. So in an earthly perception, it's not packed in that sense. What makes the problem is that these objects are fast, right? Like several kilometers per second. And they are not all kind of nicely aligned, but they are in different orbits that cross each other. And that means things are running into each other with relative velocities that can have several kilometers per second.
So we've got a whole bunch of bits of rubbish or whatever we've got floating around up there, and it's all potentially damaging for our active satellites. What's the main kind of thing we're doing at the moment to counter this problem?
So the only way to get independent information on the objects is observation. So there are several sensor networks. We try to keep track of all those objects, get a precise orbit, get a good representation of the uncertainty, and make collision warnings. At the moment, collision warnings are put out through the US Air Force, and I would say the orbits are not precise enough to make that very efficient.
So collision warnings are important because potentially then an active satellite could be maneuvered out of the way if the predictions are accurate. So what are you working on to make these predictions more accurate?
So one part I'm working on is how can we find out more about the object? So I'm looking at brightness measurements over time. Can we use that to find shape, attitude, other characteristic of the object that directly couple back to the orbit through drag or solar radiation pressure?
And you mentioned attitude, which is its sort of orientation and how it's rotating as it orbits. But how easy is it to tell all of that from down here?
So for most of the objects, we're not getting a resolved image where we see any details of the object. So that means we just get one bright spot, like you see the stars in the night sky.
So how on earth can you tell from a little dot what it is and what it's made of?
So for the materials, we can measure in different wavelengths. We measure in different wave bands the reflection, then we know what type of materials has been sent up, and then maybe we can do a comparison. Shape or attitude motion, if you measure brightness over time, if we know one of the parts, if we know shape, we can more easily solve for attitude. If we know the attitude, we can more easily solve for the shape. But all of this is more like detective work. Like you get clues, and then maybe if you put all clues together, it gives you an educated guess.
And thinking about all these objects as kind of space junk, like we've been littering up our orbit, I think most people's first reaction would be like, well, we better clean it up then. That's what we do with rubbish and litter here on Earth. Can't we do that in space?
The idea is out there. There have been studies about bringing up satellites to clean the space. That's feasible maybe for a couple of big objects, but we will not clean up everything. And we also have to think that's very expensive to do that. We have to have a dedicated mission to clean 5 objects.
So for the meantime, you're focusing more on tracking rather than tidying, so to minimise the amount of debris that's added and keep track of what's already up there. And do you think at some point we could reach a stage where we actually know where everything is at any given point of time, kind of like an air traffic control system, but for space?
In order to make that work, we need better sensors and better algorithms. We also would need international agreements. At the moment, it's pretty much like on the oceans, that when you're in the midst of the ocean, whose legal responsibility is it, right? And that's pretty much how space is. So even though collision messages are put out, and I think we need a lot more work on those to make them more reliable, to make them better, we're also lacking a lot of legislation, and we have no tool to enforce things.
But right now, the collision warning systems we have in place are doing a pretty good job. We're avoiding sort of big collisions. There's still, you know, maybe damage from smaller bits of debris, and there's still costs of having to sort of manoeuvre around the way of stuff. But how urgently do we need to improve our systems?
We are not in a position where we can afford doing business as usual. There are many objects we don't know about. The collision warning system that we have at the moment is insufficient. The space environment, in terms of how we're utilizing it, is rapidly changing, making the problem worse, and we cannot just go on the way we have.
That was Carolyn Free of Purdue University. She's been interviewed, along with other people working on the space junk problem, for a feature in Nature this week, which you can find at nature.com/news.